I believe this is Lee right here.
CC,
he's got CC.
Right.
Yeah.
That stands for Lee County.
Yeah.
And there's a... It's not... is that basically the way Lee County looks?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is by counties. And then they have... in the back here you have... Well, here's Lee. And then they have it numbered too. So that's how, if you're, you know, if, in case you're interested in how the grids work, we call those grids.
Yeah.
See where we leave off. Okay.
Well, let me mention one other thing to you. One of the pronunciations that always irritates me and strikes me very quickly whenever I hear it, so many so-called educated people use it, and I'm sure I have some pronunciation that strike other educated people irritably, but people who say think.
Think or thank?
No, neither one. Think. They're trying to say think.
Oh.
The president of our company, a well-educated man, and our friend all our lifetime, we traveled together, worked together 40 years. He never did break himself of saying think. T-H-I-N-K.
Thank.
Think. That's the way they pronounce it. But if you're going to pronounce it correctly, it'd be think.
Yes. Yeah, I can see your point there.
Another thing that doesn't bother me, it used to bother me a little, I think it's a matter of pride or something. People dropping the G's. Well, that no longer bothers me at all, but what does bother me is running your words together. Why'n't you?
Why'n't you?
Why don't you?
That's again, the other day when I was here, I mentioned I picked up a few bad habits at North, and that's speaking a little bit faster. That's one of them, and I have a tendency to run words myself.
Mm-hmm. Don't you?
Don't you?
Yeah.
Don't you? Yeah. I think I say that a lot. I know I think. Okay. How about a piece of furniture in a bedroom that has drawers in it and a place where you might put your clothes? What would you call that?
I think we'd call that anything from a dresser to chiffarole to a
chest of
drawers. Well, and I believe, no, it wouldn't either. Chest of drawers would be. And sometimes a chest, say, depending on what it was. The chest like that long one I showed you down at the museum.
Yes.
It was Grandma Nunn's.
And that's what she called it, just a chest?
Yeah, chest of drawers, or just a chest. If it was made out of cedar, you'd usually say cedar chest.
Yes. Now, if
a clothes chest, a quilt
clothes
chest.
Press.
Yeah.
We used to call them a press. Long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Is that the type where, do they have a place, sometimes do they have a place for shoes to be put in the bottom, or were they just like a ward?
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
We got two of those down there too.
Yeah. I don't believe I've ever seen a chest where they put shoes in it, Sally. Not built that way.
What about one where, you know, where you might have drawers on this side and you have a closet space on this side, maybe a mirror with it too? And
yeah, well, we got one. We got several in the house, haven't we?
Yeah,
I usually call that a chiffarole.
Chiffarole? Okay.
What would you call it?
That's right. But now, you see those down at the museum, the one in that front bedroom that Libba fixed, it has shelves on one side, and then it has hanging space on one side.
Yeah.
And the big one in the back that Joe came from Joe's, it has a hanging space, and then has shelves too. And in the bottom, you could probably put shoes if you want. Then they didn't have closet space in the house.
Yeah.
Like they do now, so they use these.
Come in. Did you run?
It don't. Well, take off on like it knocked out.